Hey,
Hey.
hey. Hey, welcome to the Brian and Kristen podcast. I'm Brian.
And I'm Kristen.
And we are a brother and sister combo podcast team. And Kristen is coming to us today from Madrid, Spain.
Yes,
All right.
so 6 hours ahead. It's almost it's 9:45 at night, and I
So
haven't
it's
eaten dinner yet, but that's normal for
cool.
Spain.
That's normal for Spain.
Yeah, they're just getting started.
Wow. Okay. What's it like out there?
I mean, it's funny they like take their siesta seriously. I mean, I know we hear about that, but like restaurants and things close, I think from like 3 or 4 until 8 or 8:30. So, yeah, totally different, but super cool. Like it's in Madrid is kind of like New York City, I guess.
Busy, a lot going on.
Yeah, yep, pretty much. But everyone's been friendly. I feel like it's been a good place to travel to by yourself. Most people speak English. I mean, that's probably rude
Good.
that I don't know Spanish, but you know, like stupid American.
Yeah. So from 3 o'clock to 8 o'clock, they close the restaurants down.
Something like that, or maybe four or five. But like, I mean, not all of them, but there's a decent time. Like, well, you know, you got to check the hours before you go because some places won't be open again until like 8 or 8:30.
Man, that's crazy because that's dinner time that they're closing down at
Not their
for
dinner
us.
time. Their yeah,
Not
exactly. Their dinner starts at like 8:30 or 9 or 10.
And you know, that's weird because I heard that are they healthy out there? Do they look thinner than Americans?
I think so. That's kind of a tough question to answer, but yeah, I mean, I know you think that you're supposed to stop eating early,
Yeah.
but I will tell you, all the food has been very good. Like you can tell it's like the tomatoes and things that I've had have been like really good, where you're like, wow, this is really good food.
Okay. Well, that, yes, it's fresh. That'll make a difference in the way that people's health is for sure. If they're eating good, healthy, fresh food, which probably in here not as much, but so what about, okay, now tell us why you're in Madrid, Spain.
Oh, because I went to run a half marathon. So there's the Rock and Roll Running Series, which they have a bunch of half and full marathons across the country. We did the Nashville full marathon. And so I've
Yeah.
always wanted to do a international marathon, and I saw this one, and for whatever reason I just decided like it's one of those things to stop talking about. And since I also work for Marriott and Southwest, you know, this is like it's a good time to take advantage of those benefits.
Yeah.
So signed up and came here, and shockingly, I think it's probably the best time I've ever had in a half marathon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, not great. I mean, I shouldn't say not great. I did like 2:16 or 2:14, somewhere between there.
That's
I don't
good.
think. Yeah, I mean, especially because it was like 40 degrees when we started. It was freezing.
Oh, really? It's cold
Yeah,
there.
it's
Ah.
you know, pretty much kind of across from Boston. So I flew out of Boston and it was a 7-hour flight. So,
Well, that's not too bad.
no.
I mean, it's long, but it could be worse.
Yeah, totally. So yeah, it was really interesting. You know, I think this marathon is like the equivalent of New York City Marathon, or they said it was like the second largest in Madrid. So 40,000 people. And from everywhere, you know, Finland, Kenya, I mean, like real runners.
Yeah.
You know, this isn't like a Disney wine and dine. We're here to take pictures throughout Disney. This is like
Yeah.
serious.
So it was a real, and so 40,000 people,
Runners, yeah.
and you did it in 2 hours, and you said 15 minutes.
Yeah, my official time was 2:16 and something, but
2:16.
according to my app, it was 2:14. So, you know,
Oh,
debatable.
okay. Well, that's still pretty good. That's really pretty good. So now do they say how you ranked upon your group, your age
Well,
group?
I think out of females, I was like in maybe the top half of the 8,000 females or something.
Oh,
I
that's
don't
good.
know, more than that. I don't remember what the stats were. I mean, you know, it's not super impressive, but when there's that many people.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. And so what's your, so you've been able to see some sites out there too?
Yeah. You know, I don't plan a whole lot of things. I just kind of wander about, but I've seen like the, oh my gosh, what do they call it? Like the national, oh my gosh, it's like where the king used to live. Nobody lives there anymore, but it's all, you know, that place. Gosh, what else? Just like wandering around. Where I'm staying right now is like in essentially what would be like Times Square, Broadway, and like New York City. So lots of things going on here. What else? Gosh, I don't know. It's just been kind of, I just like wander around and it's been pretty interesting.
Figure it out as you go.
Yeah. Yep. Cool. But I will have to send the video of it because I do know one word in Spanish. Vamos.
Hurry.
Let's go.
And were there people out there chanting, like cheering you guys on from the sidelines?
Oh yeah, like probably more so than any race that I've ever done.
Really?
Yeah. Really? I'll send you some of the footage because it's, they get pretty excited.
Yeah. Good. So that's pretty cool. Now here you did miss one event, Mrs. M's birthday.
Oh, that's right.
Which was pretty great. She turned 90 years old, and that was really pretty awesome because Mrs. M, we love. So you know, she had a great birthday party, which I'm sure you'll be seeing. So you know, so that's kind of now. Can you, let me ask you, can you hear the background noise, or is it okay, or is there no background? Okay, you must be good.
Is mom on the phone?
You no, know, it's oh, hang on. Let me. So
that's not terrible. I was just guessing.
There you go. So give it the door slammed it. So Mrs. M had a great 90th birthday party. So it's too bad those two things couldn't have been different because you already had it planned out. So, but you know what? At least you got healthy because we ate a lot of food. So you would have had to run 13 miles to get back to your weight that you were before you went to the birthday party.
So, oh, wow. It was good.
Oh, you know, it was good food. So, yeah, we had a blast. Was there anything else? I'm trying to think if we missed any other things that happened since now in the last podcast. Was there? I feel like there was one big event that might have happened since.
Comedy show? Did you have a comedy show?
Yeah, I've been doing comedy shows, but nothing crazy. I was trying to remember. I feel like there was something we were going to film or put up. Oh, Cam's video came out good. We got to play that next episode.
Oh, yeah.
Did they do
the awards for the show?
They haven't. I'm not holding my breath just because of the style of a film that we made. But
I'm just curious to see what's going to win.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah. Yeah, you know what? I meant to do that. I meant to put his video up here so we could watch it through, but we'll watch that next time. A little motivational movie that we made about a young wrestler in our town. So that's pretty cool. So how much longer are you in Spain till?
I just have two more days, but okay. Now, you know, I mean, I've been doing a ton of walking, you know, I mean, I don't know. 20,000 steps or something, whatever that equates to in miles. But you know, before a race, like you kind of don't want to do too much because I just wanted to complete it. Not that I'm out there trying to like in it to win it, but at least want to be able to complete it. And then with the jet lag, you know, I'm so tired all the time. But what I did want to ask you, and speaking of Cam's thing, is about running longer distances and what it takes to like, do you think it's more of a mental game or a physical game?
Mental.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to have some physical, but I think it's mental once you get to the, because the more you do it, because people will think of it at first, like, oh, I can't do that. So then they're already defeated, right? Well, they don't really know if they can. You always hear people, oh, I couldn't do that. I don't know if you really put your effort and time into it. I mean, you might not be able to run 26 miles the first time out. But if you do, and the reason I say mental too is because, you know, I ran the LA marathon twice, and the first time I had to start walking at mile 16. I walked from like mile 16 to 18 or something. So then the next time when I did the LA marathon, all I did was remember where I stopped and I made myself keep going. So that was mental, I feel, because I kind of, you know, I hadn't really done it that far. So I kind of broke. And I think it's more mental than physical. I mean, what do you say?
Yeah, I would 100% agree, because I know my training wasn't great just because I didn't have time to do some of the longer runs, or like I was supposed to do 11 miles one of the runs and I did 9 and was like dying. I was like, that's it. I'm done. My calf is cramping up too much. And so that got in my head, because I was like, well, I haven't done as many long runs as I need to do. And I was supposed to do a 12 mile run and I never did it. But I think so much of it is the mind, for sure. And speaking of, there was a guy who had his birthday on his shirt. He was born in 1938. How old did that make him? You know, and I was like, if this guy can be out here, like, come on.
78, 88, 98, 08, 18. So that's, okay, so he's 80, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. So he's 86.
He was out there doing it.
And he was probably passing people.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Yeah, because you see, older people will be running these, because like I said, it's mental, and once you do it, you know you can do it again. And now the Nashville one was hard, but I feel like, you know, once you complete it, you could, you know, I saw that was breaking people mentally, because you had to keep going up those big hills, you know. But yeah, if there's an 86-year-old guy out there doing it, then it's possible, you know. But yeah.
I always find those people like the most motivational, because you see them out there, you're like, okay, come on.
Yeah.
You can do this half his age.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. So I think that if you can just get through the mental part, like so many things, especially running a long distance, because it's really just you and that's it. There's no teammates. There's no help. It's just you. So if you can get your mind strong enough to do it, then that's what I think it would be good.
Yeah.
Visualize it. You know, I think if people sit there and visualize it, maybe that helps. But of course, you know, if you're totally out of shape, yeah, you're not going to make it. But
doesn't matter how much you sit and visualize eating like chips. It's just not going to work for you.
Yeah. I mean, you can sit there. If you can sit there and visualize crossing the finish line, but if you're doing it while eating chips and guac
and never getting off the couch,
yeah so I mean, I know a lot of people have those fantasies, but that's cool. So did you see some Americans there? Were there a lot of American people running, or could you
I saw a few, but not a lot. Oh, that was also another fun part, would be like going through the water station. So our race numbers had our flag on it from where we were from, so you know, okay. People USA.
Oh, you know, cool. So
that was actually pretty fun, you know, to get that acknowledgement. But yeah, there were, I mean, at least a few other Americans. I didn't see a ton of them, but.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
I was wondering if you see Americans, do you guys kind of have a camaraderie?
I was just running by one, you know, saw the flag on her back and I kept running. But yeah, I mean, but you know, the thing that was like interesting this morning was like trying, because you have to take the metro to get I had to take the metro this morning to get there, and I didn't know where I was going, and neither did all these other people from other countries. But you're like trying to communicate, because you all know that you're going the same place because you're dressed the same, but you can't, you know. So that's kind of fun, because you're like, wow, we're all doing the same thing at the same time from whatever background that we came from, and we're here to do it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, running is something that people from all over the world do. So, well, that's cool. Well, I'm proud of you for succeeding in that. It's another thing off the to-do list, right? Yeah. You got to feel good like right now.
That bucket list went closer to dying. Just kidding.
Oh, well, don't say that. But
some people say, like, if you have a bucket list, you're just one more thing closer to the end, but not true. It's just nice to accomplish something that, like, I've always wanted to do, you know?
Yeah, that's great. Well, congratulations on that. Thanks. And we're all proud of you. And glad you had a successful trip. And when did you say you go back?
Wednesday, May 1st. Oh,
so you got two or three days to sightsee.
2 days, yeah.
2 days. Okay, great.
Yep.
Well, cool. Well, I know it's late there and you ran a half marathon, 13 miles. So we won't keep you much longer, but just wanted to check in and that's it.
All right. Sounds good.
Cool. All right, Kristen.
Okay.
See you on the next one. Thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure to send us any comments, messages. If you have a topic you want to hit, let us know. We'll see you on the next one.
Bye.
Bye.